my name is Anita Flego from Live Young Clinic.
Hi, this is Jen Pearson from Lighten Your Space.
Hi, I'm Stacey Bout from Infinite Balance.
I'm Emma Woolrich from Life Symmetry, and I love listening to Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Coming up on this week's Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Your dreams really do give you an indication of, okay, you want an answer to this problem you're trying to solve, and you're really stressed about it, and you know that's why you're not sleeping. You give yourself an intention to come up with that answer. Allow your subconscious and your dreams to actually figure that out while you're asleep.
Hello, I'm Gabriella Angel from Stockholm. This is a new song that is called This Year, which I have recently composed here in Stockholm during the second wave of the pandemic.
Welcome to Let's Talk Energy Healing with me, Jacqueline Rose. And today I'll be speaking to Emma Woolrich from Life Symmetry, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Jacqueline.
So a common theme that I've actually found through the energy healing book projects that we've put together, or from generally speaking from people within the field of holistic and alternative therapies, is that often they incur a devastating incident in their lives or are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. That's when they find complementary medicines and energy healing. I believe one of those devastating moments happened to you, Emma, didn't it?
It certainly did, Jacqueline, yes, and probably not once, but twice for very different reasons. But the original one was my husband. In 2012, we'd only been in Australia for 2 years, and out of nowhere, he had this critical illness, which literally on day three, we were told he needed a heart transplant. Through a number of different things that went on, we believe that my mum was heavily involved in his recovery, but he's a walking miracle. And it was literally 12 months later when he was given the all clear to travel back to the UK and see his family that I had what I call a rapid reawakening and connection back to energy again.
So was that through thought or through dreams? Or I know often we have like these sort of gut instincts, these feelings. Was that how that started?
It was really interesting, Jacqueline. Just around the corner from where we live in Melbourne, there was this shop, and I'd never been drawn in all of my previous 40 odd years to go and have tarot reading or any Reiki healing or anything like that. I'd just never been drawn to it. And I went in and these three ladies looked at me and I said, 12 months ago, I went through quite an interesting experience and my husband died a few times. He's completely fully recovered, but I think I probably need to make sure that I'm okay because I'm pretty sure I'm holding on to some stuff from that and I need to make sure I keep the home fires burning. And they all looked at me really deeply, Jacqueline, and said, you need a healing. And I had no clue what to expect. I lay down on a bed. I was fully clothed. And I must admit, when I walked out, I was like, well, that's $150 I'll never get back. I was very, very left brain at that time. And 3 days later, I was in the bath and I was on my own in the house. My husband was in the UK and I closed my eyes and all of a sudden I was surrounded by the only way I can describe it, Jacqueline, was this green cloud of love. That's the only way I can describe it. I opened my eyes and I was like, well, that was interesting. And over the next 10 or 15 minutes, I had a series of different things happen that I couldn't explain. Just they were just magical. I knew I didn't drink. We'd given up alcohol because of his illness. I knew that, you know, this was perfectly sane, what I was experiencing, but I just could not explain what it was. And so I went back to the place I'd been for the healing 3 days previously. I'd written it all down on my iPad, all very logically, Jacqueline.
Yes. I should do just to make sure you haven't missed any bits.
That's right. I was very logical. I worked in corporate. I'd been in corporate for nearly 30 years. So this was all extremely new to me, I thought. And this beautiful person looked at my iPad, looked at me and said, well, it's just your time, love. This is when you agreed to be reconnected to your energy, to how this works, to your own understanding of how to do this now. And that started an amazing journey. And that was only back in 2013. And that was that one moment when I went back was the first time I experienced an archangel and the sheer energy that is transmitted when they touch you. And that was just undeniably the moment when I could not deny that this was happening, that I was experiencing something. And in that moment, I made a decision. It was like, well, I can run away from this or I can embrace this fully. I've been switched on, if you like, for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do something with this. And within 3 months, I'd qualified as an intuitive healer and then started an incredible connection back to energy in a whole unique way for me, which was just beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an amazing story. Can I just ask, with so many types of energy healing, can you give our listeners a tip on how to get started on their energy healing journey? I believe you practice dream work and also use crystals and oils and angel guides. Can you expand on this a little bit more for us, please?
Absolutely, Jacqueline, yes. And I find that the work that I've been doing with clients and practitioners has all been more around how to identify how you work uniquely with your own energy rather than being told how something is happening for you. There's, as you say, there's so many modalities about, you know, how energy works. I like to put the person in the driving seat and allow them to find how they uniquely work with their own energy. So, yes, I have a program where I help them layer up, literally module by module, to understand what does it feel like in your own energy before you clear your energy and after you've cleared your energy. So you can, it's a bit like the way I describe it to people who've never done it before. It's a bit like when you're swimming in water, in open water, and you hit a warm spot and then you hit a cold spot. And sometimes swimming in warm water feels thicker somehow. And it's a bit like that with energy. And so I say to them, there's no right, there's no wrong way. We can guide you through how to feel energy. And it may feel to you like tingling on your fingers, or it may feel that something feels warm or cold, or it feels as though you've got some resistance when you're pressing an area around you. And all of that is uniquely the way you're interpreting how the energy is feeling for you. And I think that's, as you say, for new listeners that don't really know, Jacqueline, it's saying we all do know how to do this. We've just forgotten. And I love to help people reconnect and experience what their own energy feels like for themselves without being told what it should feel like or it shouldn't feel like. And then crystals and oils, these are all amazing pieces of, let's call them apparatus, that you can use to enhance the understanding of how you personally interact with those energies and how you can balance your energy. We do a lot of work, as you say, with dreams. That's how I actually created the program that I use. And the program that I created, Spiritually You Orb Genetics, it's literally through the dreams that you have during the night and allowing those amazing subconscious memories to come to the surface and allowing your body to literally relay new DNA in your body. That's all energy is. Energy is literally something that is being changed from one form to another. We never destroy it. We never lose it. We're just recognizing this is energy. that I want to change to a different format. And that's pretty much what crystals help us do and oils help us do, our words, our affirmations. But if we don't know what our true energy state is when we start, then how can we recognize when we've changed it? And that's really what I help people do. I help them listen and connect and then hear what that's doing in their body, hear what that's doing for them in their dream work, hear what that's doing for them when they can wake up feeling in a very, very different world of understanding that's something that they can actually take more control over. And that's when the magic starts to happen for my clients, Jacqueline.
Hold that thought, Emma, while we take a short break to listen to this week's creative vibe. I'm going to let Gabriella introduce this piece that she's composed.
Hello, I'm Gabriella Angel from Stockholm. This is a new song that is called This Year, which I have recently composed here in Stockholm during the second wave of the pandemic. As usual, my music is my way of communicate and to express myself and reflect and process what's happening around me, a way of healing. I hope you enjoy the song.
This year is a very special year, and this year isn't like it used to be. Together, sitting by the tree, together, singing you and me. And this year is a very special year, and you are very special indeed. And this year is a very special year. And this year, sitting by the tree, together, singing you and me. This year, this year, this is a very special, and you are, that special.
A truly reflective piece by Gabriella Angel there. Wasn't that fantastic? Now let's get back to our guest in the studio, Emma Woolrich from Life Symmetry. Beautiful. So if I actually decide then, yes, I want to actually find out what sort of stage I'm at with my energy, do I sort of look this up in on some sort of newspaper or website? Or do you think that people actually need to believe and trust in the person who's actually, you know, the actual practitioner that's guiding them through this? How do I actually find somebody? Would that be sort of through recommendations or?
It's a great question, Jacqueline, isn't it? When I had that very first healing, I had no clue about the process. I had no clue what was going to happen. I didn't really understand what had happened whilst it was taking place. And it was only 3 days later that obviously something had unlocked for me. Mm-hmm. When I'm looking for people to work with, I think there is, as you say, there's a common connector. It's, does this person talk my language? Do I feel as though there's a match with this person? And it doesn't really matter whether you personally believe or not. If they can show you, and I think this is what a lot of people do, they look for social proof, don't they? And they social proof to say, well, if it's worked for them, maybe it could work for me. Or, okay, well, this person teaches it. Of course, they're going to say you can do this and you can do that. If I hear from somebody else who they had never been involved in anything like this and they started using this language, so if they can do it, then maybe I could. And I think it's that self-belief that comes out first, but they have to find as though there's some, you know, somebody who's not that far in front of them that they can say, okay, then they're experiencing everything that I've just been saying that I think I'm feeling right now. So maybe I could try that. Maybe I could do that. And for me, a lot of the people that I see, They're not on referral or recommendation. They're looking for an outcome. They're looking for, I'm really scared by what I'm experiencing now. I don't understand it. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. Or I don't understand why I'm happy one moment and then really sad the next moment. And all I've done is walked through a crowd of people. Or other people have said, I'm really struggling to stay asleep. I feel as though I'm being watched whilst I'm in bed. That can't be true, can it? And all of these different things, we don't look automatically for an energy healer. We're looking for, we're experiencing something we can't understand. We haven't yet found the answer to, and we're trying to find somebody who can tell us what's going on here. And for me, what the first steps always are, people are saying, I've got something going on that I don't understand. And every single person I'm talking to, they can't help me understand what's happening for me.
Right. It's the beautiful. Yes, I understand that. Yeah.
It's true, isn't it? It's we're always told you have all of the answers within inside of you. We just don't know the right questions to ask. More importantly, we don't know how to listen. I think, Jacqueline, we're always thinking that the people outside of us know better. So when we look for an energy healer or anybody, really, it doesn't have to be an alternative therapy. It could be whenever we're looking for somebody who might have the answer for us, we always look to somebody who we believe is an expert, has got social proof, has achieved outcomes that we want for ourselves, because quite possibly, why on earth could we have the answer inside of ourselves?
Yes, I understand that. I think sometimes even just talking to somebody over a coffee, if they've got a real negative energy about them, you know, this is happening and that's happening, you can often pick up that from that, can't you? And often you walk away feeling so different, just sort of being surrounded in that negative energy, and just think, I need to get you out of my life, or just keep away from it, because it does have such a profound effect on us, doesn't it? Energy.
It does so much. I was only talking to somebody this afternoon about, you know, we talk about having mental boundaries and, you know, and physical boundaries, but not many people talk about energetic boundaries and the energy that we literally suck up when we're around other people. And it's like vacuuming your house, dusting your furniture. We pick up and we hold in our energy what other people have been quite happily leaving behind for us to absorb. And so yes. it's almost a daily practice to say your energy is your house. And therefore, if you're choosing clothes out of your wardrobe to wear every day, then you can choose what energy you want in your own environment each day as well. And you can keep that energy for how you want to be served by yourself without absorbing anybody else's energy around them and without leaving any of your energy in theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think with so many of us living in the fast lane of life, sort of 24/7, that many people have actually lost their balance in life? That's why so many of us are feeling lost and not at peace, not only with ourselves, but with the world around us. What can we do to actually connect again?
It's a great question, Jacqueline, especially like you say, with the way that the world runs so fast, people, we forget to stand still, don't we? We forget just be in our own world. And regardless of whether you're somebody who needs people, you know, that's how you create your own energy, or whether you like to be on your own space, the number one thing that I encourage everyone to do is just to have time on your own, in your own space, with nobody around you. Just to be on your own. It doesn't have to be for a long time. Just to close your eyes. You don't have to do a meditation, but just to be on your own and just connect with your heart space. You know, I have this lovely little practice, Jacqueline. I'd love to share this with your listeners. A lovely little practice that just helps everybody just slow down and be in the moment, and it takes less than 2 minutes to do. Would that be okay to share?
That'd be fabulous. Please carry on.
Okay, so all of the listeners, Jacqueline, please join in. That would be wonderful.
I will.
It doesn't matter whether you're sat down, standing up. You can be on a train. You can be, you know, obviously not driving, because you need both hands. But literally, wherever you are, if you're having a moment where you just need to come back to self, that's the way I describe it. So you could take yourself off to the loo, or if you're in your home, you can just be anywhere in your home. Take your left hand and pop it onto your heart space. So for most people, it's on, you know, if you're a lady, it's on your left breast. If you're a man, it's probably just on your left pectoral. And if you're feeling your heartbeat under your hand, you're in the right spot. If you need to move it around a bit, it might be further over into the middle of your chest, somewhere where you can feel your heartbeat strong and true under your left hand. And then just gently close your eyes if you're in a place where you can safely close your eyes, and just allow yourself to connect with your heartbeat and just feeling the warmth underneath your left hand and feeling that heartbeat literally pulsing underneath your hand, strong and true. And then bring your right hand over the top of your right hand. So you're literally giving yourself a big hug and feeling the warmth from your left hand up into your right hand, feeling your heartbeat underneath your left hand and your right hand holding everything safe and secure in place. And this is something that you just stand here or sit here and just take in three deep breaths, just breathing in and feeling your heartbeat go stronger. And as you breathing out that breath into your hands, breathing in again, and then breathing out into your hands, and breathe in a final third time deeply. And breathing out into your hands. And you can do that at any point in the day, and it just reconnects you, back to your heart space, back to your body, back to who you are in that moment. How's that made you feel, Jacqueline, just doing
that? Well, that was a beautiful experience. Thank you. I think sometimes, you know, when you're rushing and you're thinking, I've got this to do, that to do, and you just perhaps need to stop. So to actually have that lovely sort of practice to do, just to calm yourself down, just to reevaluate where you're at and then sort of carry on, that is a beautiful thing to do. I shall practice that this next week and maybe forever. I shall let you know how it works. I shall send you a message.
Lovely. Yeah. And this works for children as well, because children, you know, as we say, this fast life, children as well, you know, they can feel really ungrounded very quickly. And this is one of the fastest ways to remind them you're your best friend. You're your best friend all the while. And regardless of whether, you know, mummy or daddy are around, or whether, you know, your carers are around, you've always got your best friend right with you, and that's you. And that, out of everything, is the one thing that I teach as an intro to the dream work, Jacqueline, to just help everybody, because we stop sleeping as well. When everything's fast, we go to bed and we're constantly already thinking about the next day. This helps us just settle into a beautiful sleep routine and allows the body to do what it needs to do and allows your energy to do what it needs to do overnight. So that's really how all of my work started, through dream work and through this whole connection, that your dreams really do give you an indication of, okay, you want an answer to this problem you're trying to solve, and you're really stressed about it, and you know that's why you're not sleeping. You give yourself an intention to come up with that answer. Allow your subconscious and your dreams to actually figure that out while you're asleep. You actually can deal with a lot of these problems that you're facing during your dream work, during the night.
I certainly believe that. We often have a lot of our readers at the Energy Healing Magazine that ask us, how do they solve problems of brain chatter, of anxiety and depression, insomnia, brain fog, exhaustion, the list goes on. Do you think that energy healing can help with such ailments?
Absolutely, Jacqueline. And I can say that from 2 years plus of individuals going through a 5-day sleep dream challenge that I give to them, like they do for themselves. And it's literally less than 15 minutes a day. And I've had people who on day one, they've been lifelong insomniac. They can't go to sleep. There could be some PTSD in there. post-traumatic stress disorder. They've been on anxiety medication. And by day three, they are looking forward to going to sleep, which is something they haven't done for years. It is incredible. And that was a happy accident, Jacqueline, to be honest. The challenge that I created was to help people connect with their dreams, with the whole energy side of things, so that they you know, are starting to really connect and listen and trust. Trust is a massive word. Trust that they knew how this worked for them personally. But the happy accident was that because they had finally started getting in sync with not just listening to the mind, but having the heart and mind connect together, that suddenly the brain was going, oh, I can take the night off. Excellent. All over to you guys. I'm going to have this lovely sleep and do what I need to do with the body. And it suddenly meant that they were having this incredible sleep as well as dreams. So that was an awesome added benefit, but a completely happy accident. So look at these individuals who come to you on like day three and day four, and they're saying, I slept last night for 7 hours. I haven't done that in years. And that's beautiful, a beautiful outcome for somebody who has trusted themselves enough to follow a very, very simple process for less than 15 minutes. And now they've got their life back, quite literally.
That's just absolutely beautiful. I've had problems myself with insomnia, so I certainly know where you're coming from on that one. So just to actually get a night's sleep, is you feel so different the next morning. Absolutely phenomenal. So would you actually think then that this, it's about getting the mind and the body to work together? If you go down the conventional route of medicine, not that I'm knocking it in any shape or form, everything has its place within our well-being, that the actual connection of mind and body, if you go to a doctor, he will give you a tablet, the tablet that, you know, will cure a headache, but it's the same headache that he presumes everybody is having. Yeah. Obviously, that, you know, that has an instant effect, but it doesn't actually get to the root cause and give you the solutions that we're looking for. So that sort of reconnection with the mind and the body, obviously, it is so powerful that that's sort of more of a route that we need to be taking. Do you think it would be best to sort of make a list and actually work separately on each ailment? Or do you think that sort of mind and body connection with energy healing has an instant sort of, what sort of recovery would you say? Sort of start to recover or...
I love the holistic response to this. I love, you know, I'm like what you're saying there, Jacqueline. You know, we have Western medicine, we have Eastern medicine, we have alternative therapies that are all the way in between. I say, look at everything holistically. When I went through, in 2017, I went through a complete body crash out, which is where all of this work came from. I'd been healing people, doing, you know, standard, I call it standard, but, you know, the whole, like, a client comes to you, you find parts of their body, you connect what's going on with them as a spiritual detective, and then they go away until the next time. And then in 2017, I had this full body crash, and I had been managing irritable bowel syndrome for probably over 25 years, 15 of those diagnosed. And through what was happening for me, I was in agony, Jacqueline, from the top of my chest all the way through to my womb. And I could feel like an x-ray every single thing that I ate or drank. And literally, it was through the dream work. And I was giving myself in the dreams almost like little mini movie reels of memories that I'd completely forgotten. They were like so specific, between the ages of 2 and 7. And these mini movie reels were showing me a different lens, a different view, a different perspective on what had happened. And I'd wake up and go, oh my goodness, how on earth could I have thought that that was really what happened when this was the outcome? And then I recognized that there was a decreasing level of pain happening in a part of my body related to that dream. And so over the period of about a week, I went through about 7 or 8 different dreams, and I was journaling all of this through and making little videos. I didn't know at the time what I was doing, but I was like, this was so incredible. And I was making the connection that every time I was looking at something as a memory, I was realizing the pain was directly connected to how I'd stored that memory in my mind, but not just in my mind, in my body. So when we talk about a different ailment, I love to look at things holistically and say, are we doing something here on a rhythm? Are we actually laying down a program, if you like, a computer program, and our brain is rebuilding every single day cells in our body? But if it's got a program with a bit of a short circuit in it, or thought we've got something stored in the right way, we thought we've got that memory right, but it's not. And then we carry on rebuilding the cells with that same not quite right memory. Then that's how we start to store the pain. That's my personal opinion. That's what all of my program, Spiritually Evolved Genetics, is about. That I truly believe that every single cell in our body has memory. And therefore, if every single cell in our body has memory, but we're remembering it in a way that was not true, and we're remembering it in a way where an emotion is anger or fear, frustration or shame, when really it's love and compassion, then that's how pain, in my opinion, gets stuck in our body, not just energy, but, you know, physically in our body. And we have completely the power to look at that and go, oh, that's not what happened. This is another way of looking at that. How amazing is that now? I've just reprogrammed the way that I'm going to build cells there for the next time.
Absolutely. Like you say, you just keep carrying on and on and on. So sometimes you just need to stop. And like you say, and rethink it. Sometimes the way that you look at something, you know, has a completely different perspective, doesn't it, if you look at it in a different way?
Absolutely.
Well, I've just got a note here that we've actually come to the end of our interview. I could talk to you all through your evening, Emma. It's just been so interesting. It's been beautiful. Is there anybody that you'd actually like to give a shout out to give a, you know, say hello to within your world? Is there?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, Jacqueline, there are so many. And I would love to give a shout out to my Spiritually Evolved Genetic practitioners. We've now got them in 3 countries, which is incredible. And they're all helping. So all of you, they're all helping people step into their own power and self-heal themselves. So that's a huge thank you to all of you for doing that. And to a very special thank you to a wonderful lady called Erica. Erica is a catalyst for a painting that I created literally just before I created the program Spiritually Evolved Genetics. And that program is now in every single certificate. It's in my logo. And literally, it represents everything that I am, which is healing through the heart.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you ever so much. Really appreciate your time. And I hope our paths cross again.
Excellent. Thank you, Jacqueline. It's been lovely talking to you as well.
Okay. Well, have a lovely evening and we'll enjoy the sunshine here today. And hopefully catch up with you soon. Thanks, okay. Emma.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Bye.
Hi. Well, that's all we've got time for this week. I do hope you've enjoyed this podcast experience. I know I certainly have. Until the next time, that's me signing off. Bye.